Chapter 11. All activity within Great Hall had ceased. Red Wallers crowded around the long table, eager to catch a glimpse of the legendary weapon. Brother Hollyberry reverently dried it with a soft cloth. Then it lay on the tabletop, winking and shining in the lamplight. Outside, the thunder rolled off into the distance, and rain was still pattering thickly against the doors and window panes. Tudspinny donned his spectacles and peered closely at the weapon.
"The sword of Martin the Warrior. It could be naught else."
Sam Kimmon, a ruler, had repeated the story of the finding several times over. Sam Kim could not resist touching the red pommel stone on the sword handle as he repeated Tud's words.
"The sword of Martin the Warrior."
Brother Hollyberry took Sam Kim's face in both paws and stared into the young squirrel's eyes.
"And you say it fell from the skies? Are you sure, young'un, this isn't just some piece of mischief you are dreaming up, is it?"
"No, brother. Honest. A ruler, tell him."
"Oh, aye, sir. Sankin, don't be a-telling whoppers. It be true."
"Well, I, for one, find it all pretty hard to swallow."
Bremen snorted.
"Granted, it is a beautiful sword, and it might even be the very one that belonged to Martin. But swords don't just fall out of the sky like rain. There's more to all this, I'm sure. Listen, Samkin, young fellow, if this turns out to be some kind of joke, tidying the infirmary up a bit will be nothing compared to the penalty I'll impose on you. And you too, Arula."
"Hold hard a moment, Bremen, before you say something that you'll regret later. I believe Samkin."
Sister Nasturtium stepped forward, her normally jolly face stern, as she placed a paw upon Samkin's shoulder.
"I think Martin the Warrior is making his presence felt in our abbey. Lately, I have been saying strange poems and singing songs that I have never even heard before. Most of you have heard me. If the spirit of Redwall is trying to tell us something, then the least we can do is listen."
Abbess Vale lifted her gaze from the shining weapon.
"I agree with you, sister. Brother Hal, as abbey recorder and historian, I want you to examine the past records of Redwall. There are many lessons to be learned from the past, and I have no doubt that the old writings will provide a clue to tonight's strange events. You may start first thing tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, we shall lay the sword in front of our great tapestry, close to the picture of Martin. As for the name day celebrations, it is getting rather late. I suggest we abandon the indoor games."
A wail of protest arose from the young ones, but the abbess silenced them with a wave of her paw as she continued.
"Tomorrow the weather will most likely be fine, so the games can be held outdoors all day. Is that a satisfactory solution?"
The wailing was quickly replaced by shouts of joy. Thrug slapped his rudder-like tail upon the floor.
"Right-o, me hearties, off to your bunks and get snoring."
Brother Hal felt the furrow on his head that Sam Kim's arrow had made some time before. He smiled ruefully and caught Sam Kim and a ruler as they passed on their way upstairs.
"You young rogues. Never mind, I'll clear up all this mystery for you. I'm going straight away to my study to take a delve into my records, and I'll work through the night if I have to. Don't worry now. Those ancient scrolls should provide an answer by morning. Then you can concentrate on the name day games tomorrow. How's that?"
"Thanks, Brother Hal. You're a sport."
Sam Kim shook him energetically by the paw.
"Aye, thank you, sir. It'll stop Bremen with shouting at us."
Brother Hal smiled at them as they scampered off to the dormitory.
"Good night, young'uns."
Dingai woke shortly before dawn. He was pleasantly surprised to find himself feeling quite chipper. Leaning over, he shook Thura.
"Oi, Mocha, are you all right?"
Thura sat up, felt his stomach, then checked his head.
"By the old teeth, Mocha, I feels like a newborn stoat."
Brother Hollyberry muttered in slumber and settled deeper into his armchair. Dingeye held up a cautionary paw.
Shh. We don't want to wake old Sleepy Chops up. Come on, let's get out of this infirmary.
Silently, the two stoats padded out and latched the door carefully. It was quite dark as they descended the stairs. Dingeye was still struck with wonderment at their well-being.
I tell you, Mocker, that physics stuff tasted rotten, but it's made me feel great. I can't wait till breakfast to eat some more. That old Hollyberry sure knows his stuff.